To record.
There, we're now recording.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Is it safe to call the meeting to order?
Yeah, Sue came back.
Yeah.
All right. Regular meeting of the East Bay Charter Township Parks Commission. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I'd like to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, can I get a roll call, please?
Who's the secretary?
Were you?
Walsh.
Here.
Friend.
Here.
Layton.
Here.
Leroy.
Here.
Hentz.
Here.
And LaRose, here.
All right, first public comment. Does anybody out there want to do public comment? No public comment. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda as is.
Support.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Yeah, so this is all those.
All right. Approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion for the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from regular meeting, Tuesday, January 21st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion carries. All right, now we're on reports. Treasurer.
You have your balance sheet, general fund. You have your expenditures in front of you to review. Not much has happened due to time of year. And we are going to touch upon some more things during the special meeting.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right. Moving to business before the Parks Commission. Item one. Holiday Woodlands Preserve update, appoint Parks Commission representative to project leadership team. Did you got any?
What?
Sorry, I was reading item one of the business before the Parks Commission.
Right. What do you mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just wanted to give an update. As you know, the Michigan, the MDNR recommended approval for funding for the acquisition by the township of the almost 200 acres, also known as the Holiday Woodlands Preserve. So, as you know, this is once served as kind of an informal hiking and biking trails, and it's exciting because of its proximity to all of the surrounding neighborhoods around there, as well as Mount Holiday, close to the Bossa Trail, so there's opportunities for connections there. And also the TART Trail. So it's a really great location. We just wanted to get an update that we've met with a few individuals, the race director for Mud, Sweat, and Beers, is that the name of the race?
Mm-hmm.
The executive director of Mount Holiday. We're going to be meeting with individuals who've had a lot of experience with kind of trail planning and trail development. So the plan is to do some public engagement this summer and fall, meeting with user groups on the trails, hikers, mountain bikers, people looking at universal accessibility opportunities, as well as holding some public meetings this summer and fall. And so we would love to identify a representative from the Parks Commission that would be interested in kind of working through us on that process. So serving on a leadership team that would include a Board of Trustees representative, a representative from the Land Conservancy, from Mount Holiday, from some of the other user groups, to kind of help guide the process and make sure that there's diverse representation from all the different existing and potential users of the property. just kind of wanted to give you an update of where we are and see if there was someone that might be interested, and if you wanted to formally identify someone that would serve that role. I don't anticipate it being a huge time commitment. I would think the leadership team would meet, you know, maybe monthly for a few months, but just kind of help frame out what that public engagement process would look like.
Sure. Is there anybody with any particular interest of being a member of this planning committee?
Do they?
Maybe
this is a new team?
It would be a new team.
Do they have any thoughts on anticipated time commitments and what's not?
Yeah, I don't think it would be a huge time commitment. I would anticipate like monthly meetings for the kind of summer into fall, so maybe like 4 meetings total or so, and kind of making some recommendations back to the Parks Commission. But this would just be a way to kind of keep that process going. And the majority of the commitment would really be in framing that process so we can get diverse user groups engaged and just make sure that we have a plan that's meeting the needs of as many people as possible.
Okay. So likely to be probably evening meetings if they're trying to engage community and all that.
The community meetings will be evening, probably 1 or 2. Okay. Be open to the public. This steering committee, I think, would meet during the day or evening, whatever works best for the
committee
members that are on there.
So which is it then? It would be doing a little of both, evening and daytime?
Possibly, yeah.
But you said summer fall?
Yes, summer fall.
Now, is this a team that's formed or is it still forming?
It has not been formed yet. So the approach that we would like to take is to have a team of people, maybe 5 or 6, representative from Parks Commission, Board of Trustees representative, hoping to get like a Land Conservancy representative, Mount Holiday, some of the players at Holiday Woodlands and Preserve, the nonprofit, have representatives from each of that to kind of help frame what the public engagement process would look like. So they might need a couple of times.
I'd be willing to do that. I've had quite a bit of experience with that area and stuff.
Okay.
I move to appoint Justin Friend from the Parks Commission to serve on the Holiday Woodlands Preserve Project Leadership Team.
Sport.
All right.
It was set up so nice.
Motion like, by awesome Layden motion. And second by Hines. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. It's all you. Cool. There's nothing that would say, you know, commissioners couldn't attend, you know, that even, you know,
we
I imagine.
As many people as possible
at
time, but understanding that you're all busy.
Yep. Okay. All right. Moving to the next item. Item 2, Parks Commission Vacancy Update. Do we have an update?
I have just a quick update. It sounds like there was one application that was pulled because they didn't realize it was an elected position and it was kind of a conflict of work. So that individual pulled their application. There were 2 other interested. One decided that the ZBA might be a better fit, so they are going to pursue the ZBA vacancy. And then another one was moderately interested, but also kind of concerned about the time commitment. So, when I spoke with Beth before the meeting, her recommendation is to see if you guys would be open to just keeping the application open for 1 more month, and we'll continue to try to publicize it.
Sure.
We have former applicants. Do we ever reach out to them, or is it?
Is that past people that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can reach out to them. I don't, to my knowledge.
I think that would be a good idea because the last application process we had, whenever you got in, we had a very strong applicant who was.
And there was a seemingly strong applicant.
Competition.
For the position of the person before you and another lady.
We've had some very strong
candidates. Some good candidates.
We have a history of strong applicants, so I don't know how long the township keeps an application on file.
We will. I do remember you mentioning that last month, so we'll reach out to those
applicants. Is there any particular way you guys advertise it, or just kind of through the website?
Being advertised,
On
the website.
Okay.
I tell everybody I know that lives in East Bay Township.
I don't know if we probably don't need a motion on that. I mean, we could probably just keep it open and moving forward.
Yeah, and we'll reach out to those.
Okay. All right. Now we're on to second public comment. Nobody? All right. Do we do motions to adjourn or?
Yes, and make it the fastest meeting ever.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn this meeting.
Support.
All right.
Aye. Sweet.
Okay.
15 minutes.
Did I break your records?
No. We had one meeting that was really short.
I don't know. We had like an 18-minute meeting once.
This was only 10.
We had the bare minimum of people.
I was not there.
Yeah, that's why it wasn't that long.
Because
we had like this much on our agenda, and like four people were here.
Okay.
Well, that's
perfect. That actually might be my record.
Nice.
Stop recording.
Maybe I'll nudge my Parks Commission to.